תפילת נפשי, אוי נפשי קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך א', הצורך לאהבת חברים.
The preparation passage for the lesson from Rabash Social Writings, The Need for Love of Friends. One must link to the society. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to the other, through the adhesion between them. Therefore, each is mingled with the power of the others. And by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire group. Therefore, even though each person is one, however, he has all the forces of the entire group. In a corporeal society, a person necessarily is incorporated with the society, because his evil inclination pushes him to check how to succeed more, because the main thing is that he wants to succeed, to be successful in the eyes of the others. So he's always checking what's good, what's bad, what's important in their eyes, and accordingly one builds his yardstick of values, his attitude towards anything. One is not even aware of it, but everything is built according to the appreciation of the society. Without the appreciation of the society, one would remain at the animate level, as an animal. And for us, it's also that way. Through the society, we become Adam, from the animate. However, here, it is already in a different form, where we have to forcefully cling to the right society and to know what to acquire from it, and to know what to acquire from it, meaning this is possible only through subjugation towards the friends in order to acquire from them and ascending above them in order to bestow to them the greatness of the goal and happiness from two forms of attitude, both from below and also above the others, who are in general in the same with the same purpose on the same path as us. As a person acquires the forces that he's lacking, and those forces that come to him, they don't come to him egoistically, where he starts increasing his ego more and more. So instead of, let's say, a single egoistical force, he acquires 10 egoistical forces. Here, because he's going towards nullification, towards canceling himself, towards giving a nice attitude and happiness and the greatness of the goal, so that both him and everyone then surrender towards the goal, and they accept it above reason, whatever may come, then in such a way he acquires not a greater egoistical force, but rather a force of bestowal. Through those efforts, a force of bestowal comes to him from the upper light, where all in all, if there is a minyan, a quorum of 10, then he receives through it, each and every one receives a force of bestowal from above, from the source of bestowal. And thus he has a force that is 10 times greater, and it is a corrected force, and he can move ahead. This is actually the very first phase that we have to reach. And here one has to constantly check himself. Is he truly surrendering? And it's not his ego that is speaking in him in all kinds of different forms. And one has to be very cunning towards that serpent. And indeed, it's not simple for a person to be integrated in the society. This first degree is the hardest. As written, 1,000 enter the room and 1 comes out to teaching, to instruction, and you have to take it into account. Our school is for unique individuals. And the test is only in the 10. Without seeing the whole world, oneself and the others through the 10, a person is always mistaken. There could be a group or some committee or some organization, but if we don't work through the 10, we're incapable of seeing anything other than themselves only.